When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Thursday, September 24th edition, six-game slate on tap tonight. It will be a quick one to break it down for you. If you're playing FanDuel, they have about five early games as well. You can go check all that out. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntric. I'll help you out there. Free fantasy sports DGen Slack chat. Just asked to get in there. Saw some really nice green screens this morning, folks. Really nice ones. Dustin with his second takedown of the year. Joseph had a big night. Dyer and some others. Lots of green screens waking up, too, so that was good. The Giants came through late night to really finish things off for the folks, so that's always good. If you give a rating review for the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a ton to me, help out a lot. And also, if you'd like to watch this Face for Radio daily on the Rotoballer YouTube channel, you can catch the video there. Give it a like and share over at rotoballer.com. Join the premium Rotoballer package. Promo code Bubba gets you 10% off over there. But all right, quick, simple show today. Six games on tap for you. Should be easy. Marlins, Braves, total of 9. Orioles, Red Sox, 9.5. Astros, Rangers, 8. Tigers, Royals, 9.5. Brewers, Cardinals, 7.5. Angels, Dodgers, 9. So as you can tell, 4 games with totals over 9. Yeah, there's a lot of offense on this slate. It's going to be quickie. Pitching will be very simple. A couple guys in the Slack chat figured it out real quick last night that these are the arms we're going to use tonight, aren't we? Yes, that's the arms we're going to use. If it doesn't work out, so be it. You can start out with Lance Lynn at 9.3. I'm not using Buehler at 10,000 because we just don't know how far he's going to go. So I'm just not going to take the gamble. You can go Lynn at 9.3 at home against the Houston Astros. Lynn's been outstanding this year, especially at home. His last couple of home starts, 24 or more DK points. He's just been a beast. His last time he faced Houston was in Houston, got 6 runs in 6 innings. So not great there. Houston's offense has been pretty putrid, though. So Lynn's a GPP pivot off of the main arm this evening. But we'll get to him in a second. The other GPP pivot is Ian Anderson at home against the Miami Marlins. The Marlins' offense has been sneaky good, but Anderson's been very, very strong this year. The Marlins got to him for two runs in 3 innings of work, his only time he's faced them this year. But prior to that, he's basically had 24 or more DK points in 3 of 5 starts, 16 or more in 4 of 5. So Lynn and Anderson will go super low owned or overlooked completely. You can use them tonight if you want. But the man I'm going to use, and he's going to be chalkier than chalk, and I just don't care. His name is Corbin Burns. DK did it again, $8,400 for most likely the best pitcher in baseball, or like one of the top 5 best pitchers in baseball right now. Consistency-wise, just absolutely filthy. He in his last 5 starts, he's allowed 1 total run, 1 total. He's gone 6 or more in 4 or 5. He has 7 or more Ks in all of them. He has 9 or more in 4 or 5. He has 10 or more in 3 of 5. He has scored you 23.7 or more points in all 5 starts. He is just absolutely ridiculous. And at worst, he's getting you like 15, 16 points in all but 2 starts the entire season. But since he's figured it out, joining the rotation full-time, he's just been a monster. He's going to go 6-plus innings most starts. He's going to rack up strikeouts like no one's business. And he's going to keep the ball in the ballpark more often than not. Can anything happen? Sure. He's on the road against St. Louis, a St. Louis team that's absolutely putrid. Absolutely putrid right now. When you just narrow it down to the month of September, it gets really fun with the St. Louis Cardinals. I also mentioned that it's Thursday, so I'm doing the free DraftKings picks just to get your lineup started. Obviously, if you listen to Quick Hits, there's way more than just a few picks here or there, but I break down Corbin Burns a bit. And one thing I mentioned is in the month of September, the St. Louis Cardinals are striking out 26.3% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 225 average, 129 ISO, 292 WOBA. They have been dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. So Corbin Burns, $8,400. I'm playing him. I don't care if he gets shelled or not because the likelihood of that, not very high. So give me Burns at 84. We rock. We roll. The other target for me tonight, Chris Bubik, the Bubes, Bubik, $6,600 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Bubi's been throwing really, really well. 23, 20.5, 16.8, 19.2 his last four starts. He's figured it out. It's really funny if, like, when you deep dive into him some more, he's made the nine starts this year. Nine starts. And seven of the nine has been very, very good. He's gone, given up two runs or less in seven of nine starts, yet people think he's just this really, really bad pitcher because he got blown up by the Twins and at Cincinnati. That happens. That happens. He's faced the White Sox, the Cubs, at Minnesota, at the White Sox, home versus the White Sox, Pittsburgh, at Milwaukee. He's faced the White Sox three times and got to them all three times. That's pretty impressive, like something that shouldn't be completely overlooked in this mess of things. Again, anything can happen, but Bubik at 66 brings a lot of upside to the table this night against the Detroit team, striking out 27.7% of the time versus left-handed pitching in the month of September. The thing is, they do hit 352. They do have a 159 ISO and a 389 WOBA. So they can hit lefties pretty well, but they strike out a ton. So at $6,600 with Bubik, as long as he's not walking guys, that was Springer's problem the other night. He was walking guys. And that's just nothing you can do about that. If he's not walking guys, strikeouts are going to be a plenty. If he gives up a run or two, no biggie with all the strikeouts on the price point. So Bubik's a fine way to go. It's going to be Bubik. It's going to be Burns. That's my 1-2 punch. We rock, we roll with that. If you want to go Anderson, if you want to go Lynn, you definitely can. I think another interesting contrarian angle is a Martin Perez at $6,700. He's been sneaky good of late. And Baltimore's just struggled a ton. They're striking out almost 28% of the time versus lefties in the month of September, hitting .175, 0.73 ISO, and a 2.28 WOBA. So Martin Perez is very, very live in this matchup as well. So Martin Perez, Bubik, your two punts, pair one of them with Burnsy. You rock and you roll tonight, and you go to the green screen party afterwards. Hitting on this slate, catcher's position, Salvi Perez, I love it. I played him like everywhere two nights ago. Didn't play him last night at 5K. Double dongs for 39 points. That's baseball. He's 5,300 tonight versus Fulmer and company. Really, really strong play. Really, really pricey yet again, but phenomenal looks tonight. If you want to save a few bucks, Christian Vasquez versus Alex Cobb's in play as well. Vasquez went deep last night. He scored 20 or more points in three straight games. He has seven or more points in four of five. He has 20 or more in three of five. Really streaky hitter, lots of power. Good matchup versus Cobb at 45. So if you still want to pay up a bit, a little safer floor, you can. Another guy to look at is Huff, Sam Huff of Texas. He's 3K versus Christian Javier. If he cracks the lineup, he had a couple doubles last night. He's been playing some really strong baseball of late. He's hit safely in four straight games, five or more points in those four, double digits in two of those four, kind of sneaking onto the scene with a little bit of pop. Those doubles last night are huge. He was like 2,800 or 2,900 last night. That's big. He's 3K tonight versus Javier. So he's a nice little value there. And then just your punt. If you just want to punt the position tonight, we did it the other night. He hit a grand slam. Jacob Nottingham, 2K versus Kim. He's an all or nothing guy. He hit a .175. In the minors, I looked into it. He hit like 270 to 290. So the average can be there. But what he does well is his quality of contact is outstanding. Lots of barrels, hard hit. So when he puts the ball in play, it's very productive. Leads to strong DraftKings nights. Like if you look at him, it's all or nothing. He had like 0-0, then 11, 20, 16, 2, 0, 0, 20. So it's one of those, if you're punting a catcher, it's all or nothing. Like a 2K catcher gets you zero, not the end of the world because what he's getting to get you elsewhere. Do you want more than zero? Obviously. But the thing with him is most 2K catchers, like Jeff Mathis, if he does anything, it's like 3 points, maybe five. With Nottingham does something that's double digits. That's a big difference in your 2K options. So Nottingham is a very, very strong play tonight. Super small sample, but he's 3-for-9 on the season versus lefties with three home runs. So keep that in mind versus Kim. Super small sample, but Nottingham at 2K, strong punt this evening. And if you can put one punt or two with those cheap pitching, you can get all of the big boys you want. And we'll start with some big boys at first base. Belly Bomb went deep last night. Good matchup versus Fires as well. He's 58, but give me $300 less and give me Freddie Freeman at 55 against Pablo Lopez, a guy we love at home. Where's he at tonight? In Atlanta. Freddie Freeman at 55, very strong this evening. Max Muncy's donged on both the back-to-back nights. He's 54, so Dodgers versus Fires, obviously a strong play. That's like no hidden secret there. They have a 5.14 total, highest on the slate. Lefties 298, righties 321 off of Fires. But we'll get into the team totals later and the stacks because there's some strong ones. They're pricey, but some really, really good looks here. And obviously the Dodgers will be one of them. Hunter Dozier at 44, I think, is a very nice GPP pivot. I think the Royals are very live. tonight. He had 15 points last night. Everyone for the Royals went off. But on a night like tonight with the Dodgers and the Red Sox and a few others, the Royals and the Braves, the Royals get overlooked, but they're tied for the second highest team total with the Red Sox right now. Lefty's 320, righty 577 off of Mike Fulmer, and Dozier has phenomenal power versus right-handed pitching. So, and Fulmer won't be long for the game, but then he has get the bad Detroit bullpen. So Dozier at 44 is a nice piece of savings tonight with still some tremendous upside at the first base position. If you want to get in those Red Sox, though, Bobby Dalbec at $3,800, very strong. Dude is raking in the month of September. He's coming in. He snapped a three-game hitting streak last night, but he's a double-digit galore. The power's there. Like over his last 14 games, he's hitting well over 300 with five home runs. The barrel rate and it's funny when you look at him because we all thought low batting average, tons of strikeouts, but power. Well, he's kind of done that, but he's hitting 265, which might be higher than most would have guessed. Like I said, in the last 2 weeks, he's hitting well over 300. But he also has a hard hit rate close to 50%, a barrel rate like 26% or something, striking out still well over 40% of the time. So it's all or nothing with him. It's like the three true outcomes: hit, walk, strikeout. That's what Bobby Dalbec is. But when he puts it in play, hits it so hard, his BABIP's like 475, and it's a very strong spot there versus Alex Cobb at 38. So you could give Bobby D a look if you want some Red Sox exposure. That's a good cheap piece of a Red Sox stack. Then other than that, Renato Nunez versus Perez at 36 is not too shabby. Jaime Candelario versus Bubik at 32. If you're not using Bubes, Candelario switch hitting at 32 is very good as well. Second base position, Ozzy Albies at 55. You're going to sense a trend here with a few teams that are super pricey tonight. Albies at 55, great play versus Lopez, hitting in the middle of that Atlanta order now. So he's worth it. Chris Taylor at 47 is not too shabby. You can go that direction. But a GPP play, not a cash play, but GPP only is Rougned Odor against Christian Javier. Rugi's hit safely in 7 of his last 10 games. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. And he gets Christian Javier, who allows over 2 home runs per 9 versus left-handed hitting. You know Odor's all or nothing. So GPP-wise at 41, Rugi has some upside to him to find the cheap seats this evening. Other than that, not a ton to like in second base. Kind of want to pay up at the position unless something stands out when we get lineup released. Third base, Rafael Devers, $5,500. Big fan of him tonight. Really big fan of Rafael Devers tonight. Swinging it well. Another nice night last night. Gets Alex Cobb. Not much else to say there. Really strong spot for Rafael Devers. Muncy, once again, 5,400, so keep an eye on him. Justin Turner was pinch hit for last night, not sure why, so we'll keep an eye on that because it might open up some more value with the Dodgers, which is going to be value to be hard to pass up, but we'll get to him in a second. Going on farther down, like Mikel Franco at 41, another right-handed power bat versus Fulmer, someone you can take a peek at. He only got 10 points last night, which I only say 10 because that's a letdown for what took place in Kansas City last night, but he's rolling in with a 5-game hitting streak in tonight's actions of 41 for Mikel Franco. Not too bad at all. Austin Riley at 36, nice power GPP type look. Christian Arroyo at 34 for the Red Sox, second base, third base. If you need to get weird for some reason, he's there. Not a must play, but if you need to get weird, he's there. The value play, he pinch hit for Turner last night and he went yard. That's Edwin Rios at $2,400. Statcast metrics off the roof, tons and tons of power. So keep an eye on him. If he cracks the lineup at 24, that's a really cheap piece of a Dodgers offense that should pop off this evening. Shortstop position, Corey Seager, speaking of that Dodgers offense at 5,800, is a phenomenal play. He put up only 6 points last night, but 26, 5, 14, 26. Prior to that, he's hit safely in all but 2 in 8 of his last 10 games. Just having a heck of a season for Corey Seager. So really good spot versus Fires there. Adalberto Mondesi at 5K, pricey, but worth it if you're stacking. If you're not stacking, then you can go to Seager if you're paying up. If you're stacking the Royals, then Mondesi is a very strong play, of course. So keep that in mind. Dansby Swanson at 46. If you're stacking Atlanta, he's been kind of hitting towards the bottom of the order, so he'll give you a wraparound stack if you want to differentiate yourself in that respect. And then you got guys like Willie Castro, Nico Goodrum. If you're fading Bubi, they're cheap at 33 and 34, but not a ton here for value similar to second base when it comes to shortstop. When you head to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts is obviously great. Acuna, Bellinger, you don't need help with that. Merrifield, always a great cash game play. He's at 53 and a part of your Royals stacks. But Marcelo Zuna at 5K, I'm not saying he gets overlooked a lot, but most guys look at Acuna and Freeman when they're going to Atlanta, and rightfully so, very strong plays. But Ozuna at 5K, obviously a dominating play as well, hitting 378 in the month of September with 9 home runs, tons of power. So Marcelo Zuna at 5K, definitely someone to check the box on this evening. Kyle Tucker against Lance Lynn at 44, I think is a good low-owned play. I love Lance Lynn. I respect the hell out of Lance Lynn. Tucker could be a nice GPP contrarian type move at 4,400. So not horrible there. Same with Michael Brantley at 41. I'm not going in on the Astros by any means because, again, I like Lynn. But Astros have a 4,214 total. Lefty 290, righty 281 versus Lance Lynn. Something to kind of keep in mind. I think Alex Verdugo, not a lot of power, but constantly getting on base. He's hit safely in almost like all but like three games in the month of September. He's 4K, good part of a Boston stack or a cash game play. Nick Markakis, 3,700, a nice cheapie for Atlanta as well. Willie Calhoun versus Christian Javier. Calhoun's been a massive disappointment. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. But he's hit safely in four of his last five games. He does have pop. He hasn't shown it much this year. Obviously, no home runs on the season. But 3,400 in a GPP, if you need a punt, you can go there. Corey Dickerson at 34 versus Ian Anderson, another value. Michael Chavis at 33 for the Red Sox, another piece you could look at. Ryan Braun versus a lefty at 31. We always like Brawny versus lefties. He could be worth a look there versus Kim. Then other than that, just kind of check the lineups and see what boxes check. There's one guy down here I really want to mention. There's a ton you can kind of make arguments for, but Austin Hayes hitting towards the top of the Baltimore Orioles lineup against Perez at 2,500. Hayes has been really, really hitting it well since returning from the IL on the 14th of September, and he went deep last night for 20 DK points. He's 2,500. Another nice cheap piece tonight if you want to be a little different and you're not using Martin Perez. All right, you're pitching. You could use Lance Lynn. You could use Ian Anderson, sure. I'm using Corbin Burns at 8,400 bucks. That's just the way it's going. And then I'm pairing him up with either Chris Bubik or Martin Perez. Those are my two targets tonight. And you do that, you can get all the bats, especially with a couple punts we mentioned, like Nottingham or Hayes or a couple other guys. Maybe Edwin Rios cracks the lineup. It would be a strong punt because of his power upside. You use one, two, or three of those guys, you get all the other bats you want with these pitchers. Like, you might leave money on the table. It's going to be criminal tonight. It's going to be really, really simple to do. It'll be fun to see which bats show up and which ones let us down because that is baseball in 2020 and just in general. So I have to keep an eye on all that stuff. But when you're stacking it up, the Dodgers will be super popular versus Fires. I don't hate it at all, but I'm going to probably look elsewhere. I like the Dodgers. I think the Royals are very strong. I think they get kind of overlooked tonight with the other guys around them, but against Michael Fulmer and then the Detroit bullpen, Royals are a very, very strong look there. Red Sox against Cobb is phenomenal. They've been heating up here towards the end. I think they stay out tonight against Alex Cobb, so that's a good spot there, starting with Rafael Devers, of course. So keep that there. And then the Brazers, Pablo Lopez. I love Lopez, but lefty's 352, righty's 258. Lopez is not in Miami tonight. You know, Albies, Acuna, Zuna, Freeman, and Markakis is cheap. So many options there in Atlanta that you can play with. So you got those four team totals all over five. They're going to be very popular. That's why I think the Royals go like overlooked with the Dodgers, Red Sox, and Braves around them. But all are in play. Like, if you want to do two-man stacks, two- to three-man stacks with some one-offs here and there, get exposure to these games however you can. I like it quite a bit. There should be a lot of offense from them tonight, and rightfully so. Like, you got the Orioles. You got the Tigers. I like Perez and Bubik as punts. You could go there, but I'm not, like, in love with them. They're more value plays than anything. The Brewers versus Kim could be the other sneaky one. You know, lefty's hitting 281, righty's 235. Super small sample size for Kim. Brewers have a team total of four. They've been hit horrible this year. But, you know, I mentioned Nottingham. You got Braun. You got Jericho, who's cheap. Jed Jericho. You got a couple guys there you can look at. Garcia, usually love him versus lefties, but he's just been dog poop of late. So it's tough there. So probably going to stay up top with most of these offenses. Mix and match. There's plenty of value to do it and make things work this evening and be very, very successful. Well, I told you this would be a quickie. Six-game slate. In, out, done. Follow me on Twitter at BDentric. I'll help you out wherever I can there. If you need more help in all sports, come join the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. It's free. Just give me your email. Watch guys get green screens. Tons and tons of fun. If you can give a rate and review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I'd really, really appreciate it. Also, if you'd like to watch this video daily on the YouTube, go to RotoBaller's YouTube channel. Like and share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you want to become a RotoBaller premium member where you get the premium Slack chat, you get their tools, more articles, and all kinds of cool stuff, use promo code Bubba to get 10% off the package of your choice. But for now, we have one more regular season quick hits to go tomorrow. The season ends in a few days. Then we get postseason action. But good luck today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 24th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.